After the break, Paul began again. Moods are not on the list. Moods are related to but different from emotions. The most obvious way they differ is in their duration. Emotions could come and go in a matter of seconds or minutes, but a mood can last a whole day. How would you define mood? The Dalai Lama asked. Is it an impact left over from an emotional occurrence? Paul responded, That question relates to the second way moods differ from emotions. Usually when we have an emotion, we can say what produced it. We can specify the event that triggered it, that brought our emotion forth. Often with a mood, we can't. We wake up in an irritable mood or in a very positive mood for no reason that we know. I believe these moods are produced by internal changes that do not relate to what is happening to us on the outside. That is one way a mood occurs, but there is a second way, if we have a very dense emotional experience. If we experience amusement again and again in a short period of time, the consequence will be a very euphoric mood. If we are furious again and again, we will then have a long period in which we are irritable. So those are two different routes to a mood. He continued, When we're in a mood, it biases and restricts how we think. It makes us vulnerable in ways that we are normally not. So the negative moods create a lot of problems for us because they change how we think. If I wake up in an irritable mood, I'm looking for a chance to be angry. Things that ordinarily would not frustrate me do. The danger of a mood is that it increases emotions. When I'm in an irritable mood, my anger comes stronger and faster, lasts longer, and is harder to control than usual. It's a terrible state, one I would be glad never to have. Unquote. Buddhist psychology explains the arising in the mind of a given mental state, such as anger, in terms of both immediate and distant causes. These can include external stimuli in the environment, one's physiological state, one's thoughts, and other hidden influences, including what Buddhists see as past life experiences stored in the mind as habitual propensities. But a fundamental difference is that Buddhists strive to be totally free from anger, while most Westerners view anger in the proper degree and situation as perfectly suitable, and few consider whether we can eradicate it altogether. Paul then delved into the anger family, starting with the emotional cousins, hatred and resentment. He said, Resentment is a long-standing feeling of being treated unfairly and unjustly. When we feel resentment, we don't feel it all the time. But when an event occurs that brings it to mind, then the resentment recurs. Hatred, like resentment, is long-standing. It involves at least three emotions: disgust, anger, and contempt. But hatred differs from resentment in an important way. Although focused on a person, it is not focused on a specific injustice or unfairness. I hope that this afternoon we might discuss whether hatred is necessarily destructive. It depends on the kind of hatred, I'd argue. Paul gave an example. My hatred for Hitler could motivate me to dedicate my life to overcoming bigotry and violence. Hatred need not, in my thinking, lead to self-destructive behavior, nor to behavior that is motivated to destroy the other person.